AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Get out your glasses or whatever you use for safe watching of today's total solar eclipse. Skies will be darkening across parts of North America for about 5 minutes. NASA astronomer Brian Day has set up shop in Mazatlan, Mexico.
This is the first place on the continent where the moon's shadow will touch.
The big question is, what will he see? The forecast calls for cloudy skies in Mexico and Texas. Day is cautiously optimistic.
We might miss the outer corona, but with clouds like this, we should still be able to see things like the diamond ring and the chromosphere and inner corona.
Skies are expected to be clear along northern Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. In a video message, former President Donald Trump declined to support a national ban on abortions.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state.
Trump did not say when in pregnancy he believes abortion should be banned. Crews are starting to remove containers that fell from the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
The ship has been trapped under mangled steel in the Patapsco River since it slammed into the bridge on March 26th, killing 6 workers. It's an important step in reopening the shipping lanes. For now, ships have been passing on either side of the wreckage or through temporary channels. The White House said the Army Corps of Engineers hopes to open a limited access channel for barge container ships in some vessels by the end of April. It hopes to restore normal capacity to Baltimore's port by May 31st. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Palestinians filed into the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis to salvage what they could from the destruction left in the wake of Israel's offensive. Israeli troops are leaving the area. This is AP News. Actor Jonathan Majors avoids jail time after his conviction for assaulting his ex-girlfriend. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Jonathan Majors was sentenced to probation and counseling after he was convicted of misdemeanor assault in December. He could have gotten up to a year in jail. Majors did not comment as he left the courtroom in New York Monday. His then-girlfriend, Grace Jabari, said Majors attacked her in March of last year in the backseat of a chauffeured car that resulted in her fractured finger. Majors had claimed Jabari was the aggressor, who flew into a rage when she read a text message from another woman on his phone. Majors was a rising star, appearing in the movie Creed III and as Kang the Conqueror in the Marvel Universe films until Marvel Studios dropped him after the conviction. He still faces Jabari's civil lawsuit accusing him of assault. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Country singer Morgan Wallen has been arrested, charged with throwing a chair off the rooftop of a bar in Nashville. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.